Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Lilydale, New York. Lilydale, the largest spiritualist community in the world. Well, it's fall time, and it's lovely here at Lilydale, and we're sending our thoughts out to everyone in North and South Carolina and Virginia, praying for their well-being. Well, here at Lilydale, we are being showered with the gifts of the Spirit. So let us just start off by a poem. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be? Intuitive, creative, and intelligent. Who are you not to be? You're a child of God. You're playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. You were born to make manifest the glory of God that's within you. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And when you let your light shine, you unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. And as you are liberated from your fears, which you should know how to spell by now as false evidence appearing real, your very presence automatically liberates others. Okay, so welcome to Lilydale, the largest spiritualist community in the world. And we're going to say hello to Joyce, who's on board with us tonight. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the second show of the season. This is the second year that Lilydale is having its online radio show. This is one of four online radio shows. John is one of four registered mediums that hosts one of these beautiful radio shows. Willa White has one every Wednesday morning, so it's unintentional, but we kind of have a White Wednesday. And then Celeste Elliott does Friday mornings. And then we also have Colleen van der Zijden on Thursdays. So if you'd like to listen to any of the shows, just go on to blogtalkradio.com/Lilydale Radio, and you can find all the information you need. Time ever, Lilydale is also going to be hosting its first annual Fall Fest starting October 12th and going all weekend long. There's going to be pumpkin carving, ghost tours, children's movies, all sorts of fun stuff. So check out all that information on the Lilydale website, lilydaleassembly.org.
Okay, and we have also in the studio a friend of mine, and he may be asking some questions in a little while. So welcome to Journeys of the Light. You know, we all have the light. It is inside of us. It says, the light that is in you is greater than the being that is in the world. And so here at Lilydale, we help to show light or bring light into your life. We like to say that we help people to become what is known as intuitively literate. So just like you can become academically literate, you also can become intuitively literate. And what are the gifts of the Spirit that it talks about in the Bible when you come intuitively literate? It's the ability to see things intuitively, and that's called clairvoyant ability. The ability to hear things, and that's called clairaudience. The ability to smell and taste, and there's a funny word that is called clairgustience. And, of course, the ability to feel things, and that is called clairsentience. So in the Bible, when it talks about the gifts of the Spirit in Corinthians, it is talking about mediumship. And what is that gift? It's called the ability to discern the Spirit. Now, all forms of mediumship, whether you know it or not, are for the purpose of healing and helping and uplifting people. And even in the early Christian church, they would stand up and give messages of encouragement. But spiritualism is now only one religion, I would say, all by itself. It really teaches the gifts of the Spirit. Now, you must understand that all the Bibles in the world were written by people who used these gifts of the Spirit. And so what are the gifts of the Spirit? Again, the gifts of the Spirit, as it says in the Bible, the gift of healing, the gift of knowledge, the gift of wisdom, the gift of prophecy, the gift of discernment, and another gift that's very much misunderstood, speaking in tongues. So in Lilydale, we have different workshops that help you to develop these different spiritual gifts of the Spirit. Now, Joyce, my partner here, says that dreams also. You know, in the Bible, there are different people who were very well known to interpreting dreams. And here at Lilydale, we also teach you how to work with your dreams. In fact, let me give you the exact words of the Dalai Lama that I met quite a few years ago in Montreal, Canada. And we asked the Dalai Lama himself, how do you teach the lamas in Tibet how to soul travel? And this is what he said literally. When you're dreaming, and you know you're dreaming, there's a consciousness there. And so they teach them how to play inside their dreams. So I know that most of you who are listening to this show, at one time or another, have had these very clear, lucid dreams. And so the next time you catch yourself having a lucid dream, here's the first thing you want to do. You want to say, I wonder what would happen if I float. And if you can control floating in your dreams, then you know you're in the door and you can start to develop that spiritual gift. Okay. And so some of the most profound visions that have I had. Now, if you like to call in and talk about your visions, then so let's play with the idea of working with dreams. Okay.
John, that number for people to call in is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And we welcome people to call and either share their stories or ask questions. You can also send a text to 716-467-5552. If you're a little bit too shy, you can ask questions about the topic of the evening of spiritual gifts. Or if you have a psychic or mediumship question you'd like to ask John, or a story of healing. You know, sometimes people have miraculous healings. We've experienced those here in this house, and we know other people who have. We love to hear about those experiences, and we want to share them with the audience.
Let me share with you a dream that I had many years ago, and it has to do with healing. About 30 years ago, I was married at the time, and my wife at the time was having a child. And at the same time, I had kidney stones. And for those of you who have ever had kidney stones, you're not very happy about it. Well, I went to sleep that night. I didn't want to go to the hospital. I went to sleep, and I was listening to the stories where Jesus would go through the different villages, and he was healing people. And I slept for a little while, and then I woke up inside the dream, and that's called lucid dreaming. And I heard my name being called, John, John, John. And off in the distance, I saw this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful light. And I know in a holy instant, it was Jesus. I didn't see his face, but, you know, I recognized his energy. And he walked towards me, and he touched me. He held my hand. And I woke up from the dream, and I had no more kidney stones. And so, yes, we can all receive healing from our dreams at night. And that's very, very profound. So if anybody out there has had a dream where you have received the healing or you've gained knowledge in your dreams, I would like to hear about it. Let me tell you another story. Many years ago, when I was still learning how to meditate, and I was just doing mediumship, and I didn't really know how far I would be able to go with it, I had this dream, this beautiful dream. And in the dream, there was an elderly man. He was a Hindu man. And there was another person in the dream, and her name is Marilyn Rosner. Now, I knew Marilyn Rosner. She was the head of the psychological department in Montreal, Canada, and voted one of the best teachers of the year in behavioral modification. And so in this dream, this elderly man and Marilyn was in this dream. And the man said, the both of you are going to do this work. That was very interesting, but, you know, it was just a dream to me. Well, 3 years later, this person, Marilyn, who was a top psychic in all of Canada, asked me to be her vice president of her organization. And then 2 years later, the man that appeared in our dream showed up in his physical body, and he said, I taught you how to do this in one of my ashrams in India a long time ago. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes spiritual reality is stranger than fiction. And so we could receive a lot in our dreams and a lot of healing in our dreams. We could also receive messages from our loved ones who have passed on. I had an uncle who passed on with alcoholism, and I was doing a silent retreat at home in Toronto, day of the silent retreat. The North American natives may call it a vision quest, where you go into silence and you meditate and you put yourself on a spiritual program. And what happened after about the seventh day, very early in the morning, I was awakened in a lucid dream, and there was my uncle who passed on many years ago with alcoholism, and he was in his late 70s, and there he is standing at the end of my bed, looking around 23 years old, wearing a red sweater, looking vibrant and very, very happy, and he was holding a little dog, a little blonde dog. Well, number one, when you do get visits from members of your family who have passed on, you may notice that they come back being very young. Now, why do they come back being very young? Because they are living in a world on the other side of life. In that world, time does not exist. So time is one of the natural phenomena in this world, but in that world, time does not exist. And that's why they come back looking very young, because they are ageless. So he's holding this little blonde dog, and guess what? 3 years later, that little blonde dog came into our lives. So my uncle was not only giving me proof of survival, he was showing me the dog that would come into our lives. And that's the exact dog that my daughter Julia wanted. And we named the dog Jemmy after one of my mother's dogs who passed on. And so again, in lucid dreams, we could find out a lot about ourselves and we could learn a lot about ourselves. I do believe that lucid dreaming is also a part of mediumship. So the most profound messages that I have gotten in my life are not what other mediums or other people have told me. It's what I have received in lucid dreams. Because when you're in a lucid dream, first of all, you're in your timeless mind. And in your when you're in your timeless mind, it's the same state of consciousness that the yogis call a state of samadhi, which means in a state of bliss. And your ego is not involved, or your rational brain, and so you're in pure intuition. And when you're in pure intuition, that is the state of mind where that you can be extremely, extremely objective. If anyone would like to phone in at 818-739-8818, I'll say that number again, 818-739-8818, and about your dreams. And what are some of the things that are happening around town this coming little while? Joyce was saying that there is the Fall Fest, right?
Yes, that's right. Starting October 12th, going all weekend long. That's October 12th, 13th, and 14th. There's going to be all sorts of fall fest activities, and I know that Lilydale is still looking for volunteers and people to come be a vendor. There's going to be pumpkin carving and a ghost tour, children's movies and popcorn and candy corns and all that stuff. And then, of course, there will be, in addition to that, later on in the month, the Halloween party. Every Sunday, there are three spiritualist church services. Two of them are both starting at about 10:30 a.m. One is the National Church, which is at the Healing Temple here in Lilydale. The other one is the Church of the Living Spirit, which is in the Assembly Hall, also in Lilydale. And at 6:30 p.m., right outside the gates here with the building with the purple awning that used to be a nice Italian restaurant, across from the lake here, Casadega Lake, there is the Fellowship of the Spirit, 6:30 p.m. And each one of these church services has inspirational message as well as messages from Spirit for usually a couple dozen or up to a couple dozen people, and of course healing services. So if you'd like more information about that, of course, you can go on lilydaleassembly.org. All of the churches have their own separate website. And then there are special events all week, different weeks. There are different events. Thursdays, sometimes there's African drumming. Fridays, there is mediumship development with Judith Rochester, one of the longtime registered mediums here. It's a very popular class Friday night starting, I believe, at 7 p.m. Again, all of this is listed online, John. We also have a caller, Suzanne from Naples, and she's hoping you can just tune in and give her some words of encouragement for a situation she's going through.
Hello, Suzanne. How are you tonight?
John,
how are you?
I'm having a hard time. As you know, my helper Rebecca left, who was really Lexi's and my whole family, and today was the first day she would have been here that she's been gone, and my little service dog Lexi spent most of the day at the front door looking for her. And I can't get over the feeling of heartbreak of the loss of someone that was almost our whole family, because, you know, I'm estranged from what family I do have, and who is with her biological family now and is not ever expected to come back where I would ever see her again. And I've invited her to visit me, but she doesn't really think that's appropriate. So I just tuned into the radio show to get some soothing because I'm crying. And when Joyce picked up the phone, she said she'd put me through. As maybe there's just some guidance to, like,
Okay. Now, I've for the people who are listening all over America and Australia and England, this is a person that that I read for many. Suzanne is a person that I read for many times, who lives in Florida, and her dear husband Bill always comes through, and I could feel his presence here. Okay. And
thank you, John.
And have you felt his presence in the last little while?
Well, I have thought back a couple of times to the last couple of times you and I talked about this, and Bill came through you and, you know, spoke to me through you. And, you know, he said that I would have someone else, and we do. We're very lucky that we do have a wonderful person who is coming to help us, so we're not just all alone. But today that Lexi was at the door kind of looking for Rebecca all day, and I have a broken heart because I don't think we will ever see her again. I don't think she has any plans to come visit, you know, but I'm just having trouble handling it. And I tuned into your show to get some soothing spiritual help.
Okay.
From you and my husband Bill, if he's there.
Okay. Well, Bill. Okay. I feel Bill's energy. Bill knows very much, basically, what you're going through. I have to ask a question. I never knew this about Bill. Did he smoke a pipe or anything like that?
Not when I knew him, but I think he did smoke when he was younger.
Why do I smell it? Was it a pipe?
My stepfather, John, was quite a pipe smoker.
Oh, that's who's here then. Oh, my God. Okay, let's just say hello. Now, remember, when we're tuning into spirit, sometimes we don't know who's going to show up, okay, because we can't make that happen. Mm-hmm. but I'm really smelling that like a sweet pipe as I'm
like
talking
to you. It's like a cherry
you.
Smell. It's that sweet
yes.
cherry back smell. Yes, aww. That's my stepfather, John.
Now, did you know
He's
him?
He's obviously on the other side.
Yeah, but did you know him?
Yes, I grew up with him.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, maybe you just need a little...
Me.
Maybe you just need a little fatherly advice. Okay, that's why he's coming. That's why he's coming close. Okay? And
well,
what he seems
and I
to be
have
saying,
no family.
Okay,
so.
But what he's saying is, you know, just like the sun is going to come up tomorrow morning and it's a new day, okay? And that it may be difficult for you to hear this, but you know that you're going to be okay. So just like the sun is coming up tomorrow, okay? And I get a feeling that Alexis, your beautiful, Alexis is like human to me, okay? And I get
she
a
is.
Feeling of...
Well, she is.
She is. Yes, she is. And I get a feeling that she will be able to handle this. In fact, she's going to help you to handle this more.
That's great.
She's going to help you to handle this more.
That's great.
Okay.
And our new person, Egan, is really working out well. The young woman I told you about several weeks ago.
Yeah.
Lexi
okay.
does
okay.
love her.
Okay. And, of course, as time goes on, Lexi will feel more and more comfortable with her. Okay? But I did feel a bill here, but I really did feel, I smelt that aroma. And that just means there's that your family that you do have on the other side of life, okay, knows your situation. Okay?
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, honey. Okay, we have to go. God
Thank
bless
you.
You
very
honey.
Much.
Thank you.
Thank you. God
Thank
bless you.
You.
Thank you.
Hello, you're welcome to Journeys of the Light. How are you tonight?
John, next we have Mike from Tampa. He has a couple spiritual questions for you. One is regarding healing. And, Mike, you there with us?
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to ask your specific question to John about healing?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, John.
Hey, Mike. How are you tonight?
All right. Did you have a good
okay.
summer?
Yes, sir. Very good summer. And how was your summer, sir?
Pretty good. It's still summer
okay.
down here.
It's a beautiful fall here also. So what is your very specific question, Mike?
Okay, so the question is, I had an old martial arts injury to my right hip, you know, maybe 40 years ago. So it's getting better, but it's not. There's still some stuff stuck in there, like the ligament and the hip. And
okay.
it's like kind of affecting my right knee.
Okay. You know, what I'm thinking of when you're talking to me about this, do you know what Qi Kung is?
Yeah.
So obviously it's a block. It's a blockage of energy. Okay. So, one of the impressions I got was Qi Kung. If you were to get to meet a master of Qi Kung, I believe that they would be able to help you. Now,
oh,
are you
right.
doing something? Now you're just as intuitive as everybody else. Are you doing something yourself that you're being inspired to do to help you with your knee?
Yeah, mainly the hip, but the knee. The knee just kind of started really in the last year or so.
Okay.
No, everything's connected.
Okay. So I know you're a meditator. Do you get some things yourself in meditation about healing?
Yeah, sometimes. And I can actually feel sometimes somebody's helping me in working on it.
Right. You know, as I'm talking to you right now, and it's not just right now, but I do feel some of the higher masters that the higher masters of light that do come around you and definitely help you. Now we were talking about lucid dreaming. Do you get lucid dreams sometimes?
Yes. One of the questions that I had besides this hip issue is that a lot of times I'll get, and some of your other listeners may have had this, like I'll hear ringing or popping or clicking like in my ears and even pressure, but I don't, the data isn't as clear as like your data that comes through.
Okay.
So I can tell that somebody's trying to communicate to me through spirit, but the frequency, let's say, the resonance in the frequency isn't lined up correctly to get the information clearly.
Now, is this exactly in lucid dreaming or is this in meditation?
No, this is just in walking around, just regular. I'll hear things and like just today, I was working on my tractor and the ringing started.
Okay.
So I could tell that somebody in spirit, and I've noticed that before.
Okay. Well, you should ask the question the next time it happens. Ask yourself the question, do I feel it, this vibration? Because it's one of the natural laws is vibration or is frequency. Does it feel like it's coming from a male or female? Can you tell whether in your own intuition if it's coming from a male or a female?
No, a lot of times I sense it's a male. I actually think I may know the lineage.
Okay,
I think it has to do with a Taoist.
Okay.
Taoist lineage.
Okay. Now that goes right along with Qigong. That goes along with energy, because the Taoists would have basically would have been masters who have learned how to control their life force. Okay, so that's okay. Okay, now I'm thinking of Edgar Cayce. I don't know why I'm thinking of it. I wonder what Edgar Cayce would have said to you. You know,
I'm wondering because I've just been studying his work recently.
Okay. You know, I don't know too much about magnets, but I'm thinking of magnets right now. Okay, so I get a feeling that I'm being told intuitively that the magnets basically will help to draw it out. Okay, like remember, our whole body is like electricity. We're electricity. We're energy, and so the magnets would help to draw it out. Okay, so I believe
in other words, the magnets would help with the clarity for me.
Well, then it helped basically to conduct the energy. It's all about energy. So the clearer the energy, okay, the clearer the energy, the clearer the information or your intuition will be. Okay.
And John and Mike, I know that both of you guys know who Edgar Cayce is and what Qigong is, but can we just, for our listeners who don't know who Edgar Cayce is and what Qigong is, can you guys talk a little bit about that?
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want me to say something, John, or do you?
About Edgar Cayce. In a nutshell, how do you know Edgar Cayce, and what is Edgar Cayce, and who is he?
He was like the greatest sleeping prophet of the 20th century.
Okay.
I would.
And that means, and he lived in Virginia Beach, and he was.
And he lived in Virginia Beach, and they got a school there, and he basically did like 14,000 something readings of people, and it was all, you know, written down and documented and.
Now the reason why
he was a great visionary of many different disciplines, not just one area of spirituality.
and he studied homeopathic medicine. And so when he would give a reading on a person, he had the homeopathic knowledge
right.
in his mind, and so he would help them. He would help them with that. And
right, and a lot of times when he tuned into somebody, he could actually give them a whole rundown medically.
Yeah, and so he was known as a medical intuitive.
Yeah.
Okay, and Chi Kung, what is Chi Kung anyway?
Chi Kung is a study of the whole universe, and it's not only a philosophy, but you're tuning your body, like you say, your body's electricity. So you're tuning your body into you're tying in the small universe, which your body is, into the big
okay.
universe.
Almost
electrically, with the whole cosmos.
And it's learning how to work with your vibration. So one of the three major natural laws is vibration, is frequency. So the master teachers have learned how to raise their frequency through the breathing exercises, and your breath is a symbol of also the Holy Spirit. And so they direct that into the diseased part of the body, and it helps to heal the person. Okay, thanks a lot for phoning tonight, Mike. Thank you.
Okay, good talking to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Joyce, our host, has taken courses in Chi Kung also. Can you give us a little bit of insight into that too, Joyce?
Sure. Well, Chi Kung is a lot of people recognize it as something similar to Tai Chi, but it is actually used for healing both of yourself and of other people. And back in the old days, the Qigong masters used to kind of keep it a secret and took many, many years and being sort of basically part of a special club, so to speak, to learn these disciplines. But today, things have opened up a lot more. You know, and if you break down Qigong, Qi means energy and Gong means work. So you're literally working with your energy. And it's based on the premise that we are one with the universe and that we're made of energy. And if you have energy blockages in your body, it can actually can create a physical illness in a very real way. For instance, a lot of people believe that trouble forgiving and it kind of solidifies in your body, it can cause cancer. Now, that is not to blame anyone that has cancer for having their cancer, but that's just one of the ideas of something that can result from, you know, an energy blockage. So, of course, if you master your own energy, you can work with it to heal yourself emotionally and physically. So Chun Yi Lin is actually the name of the Qigong master that I learned from, and actually Mike happened to learn from the same guy. He does something called sword fingers. If you get curious about it, you can Google it on YouTube, and he shows you a quick little two-minute video how to do that. And I know people really enjoy that. So we also have a caller, John, who would like to know about psychic dreams and how to distinguish between emotional or psychological dreams and lucid dreams and spiritual psychic dreams. Nicole, are you here with us?
I am. Hi, Joyce. Hi, John. Happy Wednesday.
Hi, Nicole.
Thanks for taking my call.
How are you?
Hello.
Yeah.
Good. So I'm sorry, go ahead.
So you want to know the difference between a psychological dream and a lucid
yeah.
dream? Okay.
Well, my question is going to be long-winded. So just to, because it's really two parts. So if I got a call from my friend yesterday, and she was like, oh, I had this very scary dream between the hours of 2 and 4. And she told me about the dream, and it just sounded like a concoction of her unconscious of scary movies that she watched like over the course of whenever. So I basically told her that. I mean, it sounded like the zombie movies. I'm like, that's what it sounded like to me. However, I've heard when people see colors in their dream, it's prophetic. And, you know, is that true? Is that theory true? And the other thing is, how do you know when it's a warning dream, like when you're, as you we travel to the spirit different spirit worlds when we dream versus an unconscious dream? And are there certain hours? So let's say you have a nightmare between, you know, 2 and 4. Does that mean you're traveling to perhaps one of the lower worlds versus, you know, those who are not having nightmares and then perhaps floating on the clouds and meeting with their spirit guides? Is it, are you traveling different worlds? So, yeah, I guess to distinguish for those who, and not, and I guess including in lucid dreams, but I know that takes time and experience to to get to the point. So for, I guess, a layman, how would you distinguish between the different dream types and what to look for?
Okay, now we all dream. Some people say they don't dream, but number one, the purpose of dreaming, normal psychological dreaming, is so that your mind works out the problems in life in a safe environment. And when we dream, we are in our timeless mind when we dream. So we could dream being in the past, the present, or the future. So the first thing you ask after you've had a dream, you say, okay, what have I been doing in the last little while that could stimulate this dream? So the first place you check out is the present. And then you can ask yourself, well, is it something that happened to me when I was younger or when I was a child that it's coming up now from my subconscious mind? And then you can say, well, if it's not the present and it's not the past, could it possibly be the future? And so we all dream in the future because our minds are in our intuitive brain, which is our timeless mind. And so psychologists obviously use psychological dreams to help us to heal ourselves. But we all have lucid dreams also. Now, just like some of us don't remember our dreams, some of us don't know how to tell the difference between an intuitive dream, which is really a lucid dream, and a psychological dream. Just like some of us don't know how to tell the difference between thinking of an angel or getting a message from an angel or actually feeling their presence. So it's being able to discern the spirit, okay? So it does sound like your friend. That does definitely feel like a psychological dream. Now, it doesn't really matter. You can have a lucid dream or a psychological dream any time of the day, but it is said that when we first go to sleep at night, we produce what is known as theta and delta brainwaves, and that's when we leave our physical body every single night, and our body goes into a state of rejuvenation. Without that deep rest, we would get very ill. So that's very important that we have that deep sleep. But truthfully, you could have a lucid dream, a spiritual dream, or a psychological dream any time of the day, whether morning, afternoon, or at night. But it is true that in the morning time, you're producing alpha brainwaves, just like you produce when you're sleeping at night. And so you're just about to come out of your dream cycle, so you're producing lighter brainwaves. So that's the time that most of us remember our dreams, is in the morning time. But I do believe that people who do meditate seriously will have more lucid dreams because it's becoming being mindful. So when you meditate, you begin to wake up different parts of the subconscious and the higher mind. And so you will have more spiritual and lucid dreams. And tell you the truth, the most profound direction you can get in your life is through lucid dreams. It's not through another medium or another psychic. It's through your own soul. And that higher part of yourself is called your sacred self.
So just to clarify, so if you're after the dream is done and you ask yourself those questions, is this something from my past? Is it something from present? And if it's not those and it's not a lucid dream, would you say that it's perhaps a premonition or something a warning for the future? Okay.
Now, it may come, like you were saying, in color. It is true that when you are aware or mindful that you're dreaming in color, now listen, color, quantum physics says that there's no such thing as color. Color is a manifestation of energy, okay? So obviously if you're dreaming in color, there's higher vibrations, there's higher energies that are there, and you're obviously more aware. So of course, if you had a colorful dream, I would say that that's a dream that you really should pay attention to. And yes, you can dream of future events that can help protect you and help you also. Have you ever had a dream that you got that in the way that you realized it was trying to protect you or trying to give you insight?
I know we're supposed to be better at remembering our dreams, but I've dreamt of things in the past. So that's even in terms of last night, dreaming about people from my past, which has been coming up more often. But I would say I have to get better at dream journaling. Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm so happy that you've asked that question, because I'm pretty sure that you've helped a lot of people because of it. Thank you very much
okay.
for calling us.
All right. Thanks, John and Joyce. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, John, I actually wanted to ask you a question. I had a psychic dream a long time ago, years ago, and I'm trying to figure it out still a little bit, because I know there was a psychic component to it, because in my dream, I had an iPhone. I was using an iPhone, and they didn't exist at the time. In fact, Apple hadn't even announced it, and I had a feeling this was a psychic type of dream. And when I, went out about my day and I told a few people about it, they started laughing and they said, why don't you call up Apple and tell them they're going to come out with this phone? Everyone at the time thought it was a joke because it wasn't even on their radar yet. Well, that was just my little sign that if Apple comes out with this phone, you know, the iPhone, I'm going to know it's a psychic dream. Well, some crazy stuff happened in that dream, which is, makes me wonder, you know, what it was trying to tell me. Because in this dream, the U.S. military was basically, I could see in a distance, the helicopters and tanks were coming for us, the American citizens, and nobody knew why. They were, seemed like a quarantine of some kind, and they were gathering people, many, many people, as many people as they could in small spaces, like small ranch houses, like 100 or 200 people in each house. And I, in the dream, I used my iPhone to call my mom and warn her. Now, some other things happened in the dream that I won't get into, but when I woke up, I said, if Apple comes out with this phone, I'm going to know this is some kind of warning. What would you make of that dream?
Thank you, Joyce. That is obviously a psychic dream. Now, Joyce and people out there, we all dream in the future, each and every one of us. So isn't that a profound statement for you to know, to know that? Yes, that was a psychic dream. Okay. Now, what is the difference between a dream that you're getting from your higher self and from a spirit guide? Well, listen, you're a spirit now. We're all spirits now as much as we can be. And so, Joyce, I do believe it came from your higher self. Okay, this dream came from your higher self that gave you that insight. Joyce, I'm not trying to be humorous, but... Oh, it's too bad you didn't have shares in Apple at the time, because you would have made us all very, very happy. But yes, it was a psychic dream, definitely a psychic dream, okay? And, you know, Joyce, there are people out there, inventors that have invented things through lucid dreams, okay? I remember there's one story of the sewing machine and how the sewing machine was invented. And the man who tried to invent the sewing machine, the electric sewing machine, couldn't figure out how to get the needle through the thread. And so he fell asleep exhausted. And in the dream, he had a dream that natives were chasing him. And he looked at the end of the spears, and there was little holes at the end of the spears. And then, honest to God, he woke up. He said, that's it. That may sound crazy, but that's how the sewing machine needle basically was invented. And so people can invent dreams to help us to solve problems and also invent things.
I know that there are some pretty famous cases of that. And several years ago, I had the opportunity to interview a Nobel Prize winner for RNA interference. It was a science breakthrough. And, of course, I'm not really a science person. I don't know a whole lot about that. And the only question I could think of, I asked some questions, and then I had one more, which had to do with whether or not he had a breakthrough during a dream. And he kind of looked at me like I had two heads. But he said, yes, Yes, I did. So he, you know, this is actually his scientific breakthrough. They're still making a lot of changes and other breakthroughs due to his particular work. I think his name was Greg Noble, if I remember correctly. It was him and I think Andrew Fire out in California. But this is his insights led to a multi-billion-dollar industry in Massachusetts, and of course some wonderful medical insights. But yeah, that's a modern example. That was just a few years ago, and we know who is the gentleman who's in the bathtub, and he yelled "Eureka!" Another scientist. Okay, but we do know that a lot of scientists do have these kind of psychic breakthroughs during dreams. In fact, John, you were telling me yesterday that during a reading for someone recently, you saw something in the future. It was a new invention. Do you remember that?
Yes, actually. And the new invention, this may sound science fiction to you, but 20 years ago, the cell phone that I'm holding when we're doing this radio show in the iPad was science fiction also. So the impression I had, This lady was becoming a nutritionist. I gave her a reading. In the future, I saw her working with nutrition. And in the future, just like not the iPhone, but the
Apple Watch,
you'll be able to have a watch on your wrist that will be able to tell you what vitamins you're missing and what minerals you're missing and what's going on with different organs in your body. So the doctor, your doctor, literally will be on your wrist, and they'll be able to monitor all the different systems inside of your body. And so, no, that's not science fiction. That's how far artificial intelligence is going. And so artificial intelligence and intuitive intelligence is side by side. Actually, Einstein, who said that the imagination is more powerful than knowledge. And Einstein also said that the intuitive mind is a sacred gift and the rational brain is a faithful servant. And so the purpose of intuition that the different scientists work with to learn how to navigate and use the natural laws to invent beautiful things is they get it through their imagination. And that's why Einstein said also imagination is more powerful than knowledge. Now, since we've been talking about...
And Edgar Cayce said that imagination is the gateway to intuition.
That is true. Now, you know what we're going to do? We're going to, in a moment, we're going to give you, play a song from our friend, and then I'm going to give you a process how to use your dreams for problem solving. So listen to this song and sit down quietly, and we'll give you a process how to use your dreams for problem solving.
Let's go in the light shine.
And that is Robin Dawn Bennett, The Journey Within. And if you like that song, you can find it on iTunes. Robin Dawn Bennett, The Journey Within. She was a Lilydale resident for many years and an organ player and singer here at Lilydale. And we all miss her here.
Okay. So let's just, for 5 minutes, we're going to do a process on how to use your dreams for problem solving. Okay. So number one, you get a glass of water. And you drink half the glass of water as you're going to bed, and you say very specifically, this is all I need to do to have, remember, and understand my dreams. So the first step is to have, remember, and understand. So again, you drink half the glass of water. You say to yourself, this is all I need to do to have, remember, and understand my dreams. Okay? And then the next morning when you wake up, you drink the other half a glass of water and you say to yourself, this is all I need to do to have, remember, and understand my dreams. Now, you notice that you're saying that you're going to have, you're going to remember, and you're also going to understand. So let's say if you want to start having lucid dreams, it's the same process. So what you do is that you get that glass of water, put it beside your bed, and you drink half the glass of water, and you say to yourself, this is all I need to do to have lucid dreams, to awaken in them and understand them. This is all I need to do, as you're drinking half the glass of water, to have lucid dreams, to awaken within them and understand them. And then the next morning, you drink the other half a glass of water, saying, this is all I need to do to have lucid dreams, to awaken in within them, and to understand them. And what you're doing is, there's something called psychometry. So what you're doing is that you're charging the water with that affirmation, and that water is going into every single cell of your body. And as time goes on, you will start to have more lucid dreams. And you can also use that to help you to solve problems. Okay, so for the problem-solving part of it, glass of water, put it beside your bed. So let's say you want to, you're looking for a new house. So you would say, this is all I need to do to have a dream about a new house. I will remember it and I will understand it. Again, as you're drinking half the glass of water, you're saying, this is all I need to do to have a dream about a new house. I'll remember it and understand it. And then, again, in the morning, you drink the other half a glass of water, saying the same thing. And if you don't dream of it during that night, you will dream of it in the next several nights. And even if you do have that dream and you don't understand it, let me give you an example. So let's say that you're just simply walking along the street, and all of a sudden you hear a dog barking, and all of a sudden you remember, oh, I had a dream last night of a dog barking, and I was standing in front of this house. So sometimes it'll trigger during the daytime. Be open to the whole idea. So again, one more time, whether you want to have a, just remember your dreams, whether you want to have a lucid dreams, or whether you want to have a dream for problem solving, half a glass of water, drink half of it, and say, this is all I need to do to have, remember, and understand it, and you'll begin to have those dreams. Okay, Joyce.
Thank you. And John, we actually have a question that came in by text. This is from Nicole in Depew, New York. Nicole in Depew, New York. She is wondering if you could tune in for her and see why she has been having so much anxiety and depression lately and what she can do to snap out of it.
Okay, Nicole, okay, as I'm tuning into you, now this may be a byproduct, but I don't really feel as though you're getting a restful sleep. Okay, so the first thing we need, since this whole subject tonight is on dreaming, it is important that you get a restful sleep. Because if you don't get enough sleep, then your body goes into a state of stress itself. So number one is trying to get enough sleep. Of course, then if you're not getting enough sleep, so you need to ask yourself, what am I putting inside my body during the day that's stopping me from going into deeper realm sleep? That means when we take too much stimulants, or if our diet isn't very good, what we do is that we interfere with the dream cycle at night. Okay? So that's the first thing you want to check. And of course, there is also a little bit of a stress that I feel about your career, okay? And so let's work with an affirmation with that. So say, I am Nicole. I am brilliant. I have an amazing life and an amazing career. So what you're trying to do, Nicole, is that you're going to work with affirmations stating how you are going to feel, okay? So again, you can use an affirmation saying, I am Nicole. I am brilliant. I have an amazing career. Okay? And so work with affirmations also, Nicole, you also. Okay? But in your case, I do feel as though it's something to do with your pattern during the day and you're not getting enough sleep at night, that is just simply adding to this stress.
Thank you, John. And next, we have an interesting call from a woman named Pamela from Michigan. She wants to know about some communication she's had with her cat, a very special cat. Pamela, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hello. Hi, John.
Hi, honey. Now, we just have about a minute, so what is the exact question?
Well, when my cat has long since passed, but when she was alive, I used to regularly, I would say every other night, have dreams of her talking to me in English in my sleep. And I used to just, I wake up and I'd look at her and I'm like, are you trying to tell me something? And I don't have them since she's passed, but I didn't know what to make of that.
Okay. Well, you know, some of us are so close to our pets and you know, when I do readings for people, so we love animals also. And a lot of times the animals will come and say hello to the different people who are getting the reading. Has this cat ever come to you?
Yes. I've seen her out of the corner of my eye. I swear I've seen her after she passed. And she's been, I've had probably 5 mediumship readings, and she's been in every one. We were very close.
Okay, so this is like now this is going to be normal to you, but this is like your child. This cat is like your child.
Yep.
Yeah, and the bond of love is very, very close and very near. I just simply feel as though, because the bond of love is so clear, and I do feel as though that you did know this cat also in a past life. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, do animals ever tell you things in your sleep though? I mean, do they have like some kind of, you know, special link to their past lives or something? Or,
well, animals also have souls just like we do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So yes, animals would have links to their own past lives. And animals, if this cat knew you in a past life, and for some reason I get a feeling of Egypt, then basically you would have known each other. Okay?
That's fascinating. Thank you. Hi to Lilydale. I've been there several times. I used to live in Fredonia. Hello, everybody.
Oh, God. Okay, everybody, Lilydale says hello back, and thank you so much for calling.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you. Okay, you've been listening to Journeys of the Light. And we're very happy that you got to listen. And that, again, thank you, Joyce, for being here on board. Okay.
Thank you, everybody. If you want to tune in again, we're going to be having the show next Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Same place, same phone number, 818-739-8818. We hope you will join us again.
Thank you very much. Okay. And God bless you from Lilydale.